Hello and welcome to Real Talk Wednesday with Jana. It is so good to be here with you today and talk about a beautiful topic on my heart. The topic that I'm covering today has everything to do with there is absolutely nothing random in life. There are no coincidences or things that appear to have just happened in a very synchronistic way, but with no purpose. So silly of us humans to think that our logic brain will ever understand the universal logic and grace and ease and flow of everything that's always on its way to us and for us. And it's so just eloquently and beautifully mapped out for us and for our good, truly. Today was a perfect example of such a day. I said yes to myself. I know I taught on this on Wednesday, all about saying yes to you, being a yes to you first and foremost, filling up your cup, being in integrity with yourself, and showing up for others from a place of power as you do so is extremely important in life. And from that place, I always practice what I preach, and there's days I forget and I get swept up in my day-to-day to-dos and all of my checklists, and I have to get this, that done for my business. So there are days I have to be more disciplined, but it's still tuning in and being a yes to you truly and completely that has to come first, so that you can actually execute much more efficiently when you do have to show up and do the things that you may not feel as overjoyed to do in your business. And then you just tune into gratitude and the fact that you have the ability to run a business of your own, or if you're working for someone that affords you to live the life that you do and pay the bills and have a home and really benefit from everything that the opportunity is providing for you. So today, I committed myself fully and completely. I meditated this morning. I usually do, but today it felt really different. I was in a deeper state of surrender and a deeper state of really tuning in my energy and being in my receptive mode, being in the vortex, being in the joy, being in the gratitude, and really feeling into the energy that nothing outside of me matters. That if I am overly concerned with other people, the drama, the stories, things that in my business that appear to be necessary for me to worry or fret over in the moment, that I'm actually just being distracted from my purpose. And that my priority number one is to tune into me every day. And only 10% of what I need to do is action oriented. The rest is the inner reflection, tuning in, really holding the energetic state that is attuned to that level of receptivity that is in full alignment with who you are and what you get to have in life. And before you act, when you tune into this space, your actions become magnified. Quantum leaping is possible when you take action from this really tapped in, dropped in, intuitive space. So you can't be too intuitive and not action-oriented at all and be resistant of taking action and making sure that you're, you know, doing your work. But you also can't be overly strategic and worrying about the to-dos and forget about your intuitive guidance that will lead you to the most strategic way to create the most powerful impact and results specific to you. And so what I invite us all to consider is test it out, even if it's one day, then you remember to do it on a different day, but as many days in a row as possible. And even if it's just one day, let's just start with one day, because I know this might be really new for some of you, is to tune in and just say yes to you. What does that feel like? What do you get to say yes to today that you've been saying no to for so long? Is it that nail appointment you need to get done? Is it that phone call to the company that you need to work out some charges that they've overcharged you for and you've just been putting it off and it's been eating away, and then you feel all the feelings of that just hovering over you? And so just follow through and listen to those impulses that come through for you that are a yes for you, that will create the biggest element of momentum in your life. And remember that you are so supported and you can trust those inner nudges, and that what comes through is exactly what you need to come through for you, and it's so aligned and it will create so much joy for you in your life. So to continue, I know I went off on the tangent a little bit. I'm sitting I had the most amazing morning. I meditated. I visualized. I kept having this vision of me in Bali because I'm going in June, and I'm actually keep getting this message that I need to extend my trip from 2 weeks to a whole month to really submerge, immerse myself in being tuned in. And a thought process, a thought came across my mind, and a question of why is it that when we're at retreats, we're at conferences, we're doing things that bring us joy, when we're so tuned in, why is it that those are the only times that we give ourselves permission to fully surrender to the moment and really drop in and connect? That it's actually available, that state is actually always available to us in any given moment. So I told myself, I'm going to practice bringing myself into that energy all day today. I saw myself in Bali. I saw myself in the jungle. I saw myself just being in the receptive mode and really just surrendering my ego, surrendering my thoughts, and really allowing myself to hear, to listen, to be receptive, and to tune in to the universal truth that exists deep down within me and all around me and in all of us. And let me tell you how beautiful the experience has been all day today. And I felt more supported. I felt like, yeah, everything is always working out for me. I always have more than enough. I went and I had to purchase a few things for my trip next week, and I just felt so supported and I felt joy. A lot of the times, you know, when we're spending money, there's a little bit of shame that can come up or guilt for spending money. I used to have a story that if I wasn't working and making money, then I was wasting money, or somehow money would elude me, or it could run out. I mean, so many really toxic beliefs, and I used to believe that I had to buy the cheaper thing even though I didn't want it, because if I bought the more expensive thing, then I was being irresponsible, when in truth there is no truth to any of it. And when you buy something that sparks joy for you, when it is of high value and it leaves you feeling in that high elevated state, that's actually what serves you and is abundance based, rather than spending on something that you don't like, and that turns into a money leak. That's the lack mentality. We don't even realize how some of the behaviors that we go through throughout our days really pulls us into that energy. And so today, don't get me wrong, I love getting my favorite things at a discount. I always feel like I manifest the best sales. And so buying something that is high value, that really brings me joy, and then I also happen to walk in on the one day that it's on sale and exactly what I needed, makes me feel really abundant. So that's the opposite of it. So there's times where you buy things and you buy them because they're cheaper, or you won't buy them because you want to wait till they go on sale. And then there's times where I feel really abundant, when I feel like the universe really has my back, because I'm like, here's the exact thing that I wanted, and here it is at a quarter of the price. And that used to happen by design for me, when I'd be in a store and I'd really like something, but I really didn't feel like I should pay a certain dollar amount for it, mainly because it just didn't feel aligned. I felt like I like it, but not, you know, I feel like I would be spending my money out of integrity in that moment for me. And I also, for fun, was like, I'd really like to pay 50% off, and then I'm for sure gonna buy it. And lo and behold, a month later, I'd stumble into the store on a whim, just kind of feeling like I needed to be in there. And there was that sweater or those slacks, and they were the only ones in a random section that were my size, and they were slashed at 50 or 70% off. And I just smiled, and I knew, because it really wasn't about the pants, right? Or the outfit or whatever it was I was getting, is that in that moment, I felt myself held. I felt myself heard. I felt the experience of the manifestation, which brought me a lot of joy. And is just a reminder that we are always in that state, and you don't have to wait till the manifestation to bring that feeling in of gratitude, that feeling of connection. And so I practiced that all day today. And why I feel moved, and why I felt moved to pop on today, is the closing element of how I ended up really connecting and dropping in was, I decided I was a little hungry and I wanted to get some sushi, and it felt really good to me. And I heard sushi, and I put sushi in the GPS, and it brought me to this little sushi station where they have those. They're kind of like on a conveyor belt, and I'm always a little skeptical, but this one had 4 stars on Yelp, which you know is difficult to come by. So I just said, okay, I hear you. I parked. I had a parking spot right up front. I walk in. I sat down. Oh my gosh, some of the best sushi I have ever had. So delicious, so fresh, and just really just an enjoyable experience. And there was a young lady that sat next to me. I was at table 24. She was at table 22, as we all know, angel numbers. I didn't even notice that until later. And for some things, my eye kept looking towards her. I felt this connection right away. And I'm sure that so many of us have experienced that. Or sometimes in the past when I was a little oblivious, I didn't really know what the heck it was. And then it would always be shown to me because somehow down the line, I'd end up friends with this person or just the spark would take off and we would feel like instant soul, kindred souls, so to speak. And so we ended up chatting a little bit, speaking a little bit over sushi, and something kept telling me like, you need to get her information. So I said, let me add you on Facebook. I don't really believe in coincidences, and this has been a really delightful conversation. She's like, yeah, it's really nice to be able to enjoy someone with like mind over a spontaneous lunch. So absolutely. And we connected, and I realized that we had 3 friends in common. She's actually from Seattle. She was here. She's living here now, but originated from Seattle. Ended up turning out that she used to work where I used to work a few years ago. And the friends that we have in common are some of my closest, dearest soul friends. And we just looked at each other and I'm like, yeah, there's no accidents. I absolutely feel like this was intended. So I'm so glad to connect with you. And I'm sure that we'll be in touch. And on the way out, like both of us had this feeling like, I want to hug you. Like this feels like I've known you. And we hugged and said goodbye. And I just walked up feeling so full and remembering that truly at the end of the day, there is nothing that you have to need to do. That number one priority is tuning in and connecting to your higher self, to your higher power, and bringing that energy into your being, and then letting yourself be guided from that place. That 90% of all of the results that you will experience will come from you being willing to release, to tune in, and to stay in that frequency, stay in that energy of surrender before you step into your action steps, or your inspired action steps, and they will be magnificent, massive action steps. You will be led to do fewer things with bigger results. The more that you let go and you tune in and you trust fully. So with that, I conclude this week's session. I'm so grateful for you tuning in. I love you so much. And I hope to hear from you on my Facebook. Or you can email me at jannarome.com, info@jannarome.com. Or you can go into the contacts on my website, www.jannarome.com, or Zen Jana on Facebook. I would love to hear all about what comes through for you by practicing yes to yourself. Have an amazing week. I love you so, so much. Bye.